forward, but I do want to acknowledge Bill Crozier went to the station to get the agenda, printed agendas, and he quickly proceeded to our previous meeting place at the Texas Institute of Culture with them.
Oh,
so he's on his way back over here. I sent him a special CC, but he didn't read the bottom of where the meeting was going to be held. So there we have it. We do have three more members, so we're lacking two, right?
We have two of them now.
Where you guys been?
We have four. We have four of them now. We have four of them. Yeah, we have four of them now.
Well,
we have four of them, yes.
How do we have four? 12 is not.
12 is four. We have 22 members.
Nancy.
11 plus one.
Oh, that's right.
Now that we do have forum, but we don't have copies of the agenda, we are going to proceed. Bill is in between the Texas Institute of Culture and here. So I expect in the next 10 to 15 minutes, traffic permitting, he'll be forward. We might not have a printed copy, but we have the agenda. Those of you who looked at the agenda, raise your hands before you left the house. How many of you looked at the agenda? All right. It was pretty much, same. It's not complicated. It's pretty much what we do. And the only two things that may be different would be any consent items coming out of committee, which I didn't have reported, but we may have a consent item out of governance or any other committee. Let's go ahead and have the roll. Well, we did have one member just step out, didn't we? Who's that?
Tony.
Tony.
I think we can call him on if you go ahead with the roll.
Oh, it says June 10, 2015, the KPFT LSB meeting.
Phone, so I assume he's not going far.
He's present.
At the Montrose Cultural Center. We might call him roll. Adriana Casaneva.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Yes, what an excuse absent.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Dwayne Lark.
Here and accounted for.
Bill Collins.
He asked for an excuse absent.
Jim Boyd.
Here.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Jim Krafka.
He asked for an excuse absent too.
Nancy Sidebar Nartomi.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos.
He asked for an excuse absent.
Alana Lana Prim.
He's on his way, sure.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Susan Rodwin.
Here.
Joseph Kay.
He asked for an excuse absent.
Richard Ezell.
Asked for an excuse absent.
You did?
Yeah.
He did.
He did.
I didn't see that.
L.A.
Yeah.
You know what? Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
I was confused because it came from his email, but it was for Teresa.
Yeah.
I didn't see a second one.
No. Maybe. I have not seen one from
him.
No.
So I expect Richard, him to be here.
Yeah. Oops. He should be here.
Who's that?
Richard.
Richard.
He sent out a request from his email for
Okay. Well, that was at 4 o'clock. I didn't see any request from for Richard Ezell.
We don't have
Richard.
Okay.
George Ryder.
No, he
Venetia Patel.
Nobody else got his email?
Was
Tony
it
Cox.
Today or yesterday?
He just stepped out of the room. He is
you
here.
You sure that wasn't said
Joseph Davis,
at the bottom, Teresa?
Jessica
because
Polinari.
It came from his email.
He hear from
but it was asking
Anna
for
Lopez.
An excuse
for
Teresa.
Absence.
Good. Dwayne Bradley.
I got it right here.
It was from him.
I knew I would have, too, until I read it. At the bottom.
My report, we have 12 members present. We have achieved quorum.
Someone call him who has his number so we don't have to go back over this record. If he wants an excuse absence, get it. And if not, yeah, he had the gumps. He had the knowledge to ask for one for Teresa, but not for himself. It would indicate to me he's coming. So. We do have a declared quorum, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, sir.
Very well.
Then I move to that we excuse Phil Collins, Teresa Allen, Joseph Kay, Diana Lopez, Maria Elena Castellanos, and Jim Krafka. That are the ones that asked for an excuse absence. Second? Any second?
Second.
Okay, I heard a second. Are there any objections?
I would just have one question. Are we making the assumption that each one of those emails is in the proper form to request an excused absence? Because I don't want to get into this crap about, in the future, about not having specific language, because there was no specific language.
As far as I know, there's no requirement for specific language, so the emails are fine.
So ask for an excuse.
That's what the baby.
That's why my record doesn't show Rich requested anything. That was the May meeting.
Mr. Chair.
And to address Mr. Ford's issues or concerns, I see no reason why anyone in the future would question these approvals, given that individuals are on record of requesting them. And what I think clarity needs to be brought, and I think, who was it, Jim Crafter? The reading of the motion that we moved regarding excused absences. Since you pretty much was the crafter, let me ask you, what is in the writing that indicates a timeline for an excused absence?
Has to be requested at least 3 hours before the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, that was the question Crafter was bringing up, that it might have been untimely. So.
But Jim Crafter asked for
that was something
2 days
else.
Ago.
That had nothing to do with anything. But all the ones we're approving now came in 3 hours prior.
Yes.
And that's pretty much what the substance is. I think Mr. Boyd had some concern when this was passed, and maybe a couple others. Nothing withstands Mr. Urzel sending an email saying, I request an absence, and you vote on that request next meeting. Up or down. Nothing precludes you from doing that. So people who get lost in the shuffle, this is an automatic because they were in the time frame of requesting. It shouldn't be denied. That is not what the law writes, right? If you ask for within 3 hours of the meeting, you are eligible to be granted. However, if you don't ask within 3 hours, that's a special consideration. That's only thing I just wanted to point out, that nobody's going to be denied an excused absence who put it in 3 hours before today. And I don't think I have any objections to that.
But Mr. Chair, some of those emails did not request an excused absence. They just gave an excuse for why they would not be there.
You mean the wording of it, in other words?
Yes. They did not make a request. And the reason that you have for Richard Uzel is he did not request an excused absence.
No. For himself.
Other people did exactly the same thing.
No.
And they have been granted an excused absence.
Well, as I read some of these, I saw no one who said they didn't want an excuse absence. There were a couple who said, I may make it, but just in case, I want an excuse absence, is what I read. Mr. Zell wrote on behalf of Ms. Teresa Allen that she wanted an excuse absence and gave an explanation, which we don't require. But I saw no one who didn't specifically ask for an excused absence, who sent us communicate. Did you, Mr. Secretary?
Would you read Mr. Joseph Kay's email, please?
If I can find it. Or if you have it in front of you, I ask you to read it. That came
I may
in today,
be unable right? to attend tonight's LSB meeting due to my health condition, making me uncertain that I can safely do this. Joseph Kay, on the subject line, Ray, minutes from May LSB meeting.
Which means he tapped onto a previous, but let's go with intent.
Okay, that was my question. And what you said was everyone who had made the request in an email, that was proper form. That was my request, and you said yes. So you do not have to ask for an excused absence. All you have to do is say, I'm not going to be there.
Well, I accept that intent,
that's
Mr. Boyd. We operate under clear intent and wording. So I think anyone question whether or not the man intended to ask for an excused absence. Do anyone argue that he didn't intend to ask for an excused absence?
No.
Go ahead.
I think that we are, it's almost 7:30,
okay,
and we are discussing. We already approved the excused absences.
And I would just like to say we already have controversy here because Richard did exactly what Mr. Kay did.
Now that I have to take exception to that, Mr. Boyd, because I'm looking through the emails, and the only email we have on record from Richard Urzel is an email that states Ms. Teresa Allen is asking for an excused absence,
and he's in the same place she is.
Well, if you want to say that Richard asked for an excuse absence, do that so we can move on and we'll give him an excuse absence. But he didn't ask for
all
one.
All I'm saying is that we've had, right now, in this meeting,
he could have said, both of us need an excuse absence, but he didn't say that.
We have a Y in the road.
I think it's a Y in the road because of interpretation, not application. But as I stated, if Richard want to come back and clarify, but I'm moving forward now. I'm moving, the motion is approved. And what we need to do now is to get to the
Do we have an agenda? Anybody can read
well,
the next?
Well, we got the agenda right here. We do it so often. Okay. So we've established that we have a quorum. We have established the absences. Now we need to approve the agenda, which the agenda includes a report from Mr. General Manager, which won't be here, a report from the chair, which is here, and subsequently, go ahead.
I want to add something to the agenda.
Go right ahead.
First of all, I want to ratify that this LSB vote, and you, like a chair, make Mr. Ted Weiskel the convener of what is
Anti-racist
committee. Anti-diversity committee. Okay.
Secretary, where do you want that to go?
I want just to reaffirm that. We say, I don't know, I don't see the agenda.
Well, it doesn't necessarily after have to go under business. After the meeting. It could go under item.
You have an agenda?
Right after the manager's report, we could place it if that be your preference.
Okay.
I think we
And I want to reconsider. I consider that this is what happened with our web page. I send an email.
Hold on. Let me correct some. Let me do some house cleaning here right quick. On June 7th, Richard Urzel sent a message requesting he didn't know whether or not he would make it or not. So he's in Los Angeles, California, and after, how does it go?
Then we accept him.
As best I can tell at this point, I will miss the June meeting, KPFT, and all subsequent committee meetings. So
we are him at an excuse.
Was it mailed to LSB, KPFT, or Thought Matters?
Okay.
Yeah.
LSB, there, and about 15 others. Looks like.
Then we ask for an excuse.
He was one of the first.
And
Mr. Boyd, that clears any controversy, I hope, regarding the application.
Is that the one you had, Jim?
Well, his it was intent for him, but we found the document. I didn't see that document, and I admit it. I overlooked it. It was very early in the process.
Still haven't clarified intent.
But my question is, if you had it, why didn't you share it?
You just have to say what you're saying. All you have to do is say, I don't want to be there, and that's an excuse to have.
And you know what? If the intent is, I don't want to be there because I can't get there, I can imply that. You're absolutely right. That's acceptable until you get to your fourth one. And then it becomes a matter.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mine was, I'd get there.
Right.
Which would open, right?
My car would turn.
So you won't have to use the
I mean, I think that the 4 o'clock rule is silly since we're all standing here with iPhones. But if it's going to be that way, then I'm going to send in a request every time because I never know when my health or my car will keep me from getting
That's
here.
True. Just to cover yourself. Yes, ma'am.
What is the password in the
Cultural Center.
Cultural Center? Yes. That's a password, too?
Yes.
Well, last time we were here, you could come up. It showed it was...
I think that now it's...
It must be down.
6:45, they said that 6:45 they open for this room. But if not, you put Cultural Center anyway.
Okay.
My phone's
automatically
connected.
Well, that's because you did before.
Yeah.
You signed in before? Once you sign in, when you come back, it automatically reads your computer or your telephone.
The network is first floor.
First floor.
Figured that out. Thanks a lot.
Okay. So do we want to make an amendment to the motion about Mr. Uzel?
No, yes. I think it's... Do we?
We said that I make a motion to
accept
his excuse absence.
Okay, the motion's been seconded. Do I have any objections?
Bill Closer is here.
Great. All right. Sorry. Hey, y'all, halfway around town just to get us our... Well, at least it'll be your worthwhile because you can give your first report of the year. All right, pass them on down. And Mr. Secretary, if you would pencil in the request from Ms. Casanave.
What happened?
He went to the institution.
Yeah, he knows. He told us.
And how many in the gallery may do that? Not looking at the top of the header. So maybe the next posting, I'll try to make it bolder or something. We've kind of lost our following anyway, picking up a little bit. But we are at the agenda, and the agenda has been amended to include in item, I guess, 2-8. Let's do it with 2A. Is that acceptable? To 2A? Take your item to 2A on the ARDC? Do I hear any objection?
And I have a second one.
Speak.
I want to... I think that everybody saw the email that I sent to our program director about the KPFT webpage, and I want the LSB, I want us to talk about that issue, and I want a motion for our LSB asking for what we want there.
What was the last sentence?
I didn't hear. I want our LSB directing, asking to be, or not, I don't know how to say it, but that the definition of the KPFT local station board would be the right one, or could be like other stations have a link to the bylaws.
And well, then why don't you make that problem. Your motion? Why don't you make your motion that the LSB request that the general manager post a link for LSB bylaws and duties on the website?
Okay. And something else, and I don't know if anybody have the answer. This is a question, it's not a motion. Anybody knows where our minutes, audios, where that went?
I was going to actually amend your motion to include that.
Also that's why.
Our old minutes and meeting notices. Yeah. I went to such great pains.
I mean, the notices are there. The notices are there. They are there.
But the minutes,
and the audio is not there.
Okay. So let's fashion a
request.
Motion that will encapsulate both of those concerns. Mr. Secretary, since you're so good at this, I'm going to charge you.
And by the way, folks, since my computer crapped out that has all that stuff on it, we have no way of getting it other than on that website.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, the only good thing...
I gave him paper copies.
But you know, the only good thing that I did before, because I was preparing everything that went to the Attorney General, I copied all the minutes and all the audios because we need to send them to the AG. Landscat or somewhere, but should be there for us to check.
Well, I gave them paper copies of all the stuff that's on there, where it might have been tucked in a corner, I don't know. But those are supposed to be on site if anybody wants to look at
it. Exactly.
We didn't send a bunch of unrequested items, did we? We send a bunch of unrequested items?
No, I think they asked for all the minutes. And I have all the audio too, that's it.
When you say they asked,
the Attorney General.
Right. Robert, yourself, the Secretary, worked very hard to get everything up.
For 5 years.
And so that's the place where they really are. We can retrieve them from the
Remember that we have kind of a marathon where we approve a bunch of all the...
Yes.
But somebody at the PNB was saying they didn't have our last year's minutes. And, you know...
It's not
true. I think
you
that
sent
was,
them,
I got
and they didn't
that
go
that
to the Attorney General. That's not our fault.
That's a function of that new secretary, the previous secretary, not passing it on to the new secretary, because I think it's the new secretary that was complaining that she didn't have last year's minutes. But the
they were sent to the previous secretary.
Okay.
President
Joseph.
I just wanted to comment, possibly amend the motion, because a link to the bylaws of the document is far too verbose to be useful. What's most important is that the page of LSB member responsibilities, which
powers,
is a single
powers
page.
Powers and duties.
Powers and duties.
Okay.
That should be probably
okay.
listed. A separate link to the bylaws would be fine.
We can send the article.
But,
we can mention the article.
That's what, that, so you would, let's not do any amendments since we have a synergy of agreement. Let's just fashion a motion so we can then put it before the body and vote it up or down. Is that in the...
Anybody
okay.
brought there?
Just
the bylaws, this
including
is the
all of your concerns and comments that you've made, which I think is 4 points.
Well,
the
bylaws.
Simply
substitute the bylaws
for a list of responsibilities and powers, because anybody can find the list of bylaws anyway.
We will have the perfect language.
Okay. Very good. And for those of you who did not take a look at the minutes, they're pretty simple. Knowing most of you plutocrats, you're going to Joseph, you sent those yesterday, right?
What?
The minutes.
Today, yes.
Today.
Was it today? I thought it was yesterday.
Okay. I'm not sure. Today. Okay.
Today.
This morning.
Well, let me see just how complex
number four is.
So they are here.
Did you do that? For now,
okay, it's Article 7, Local Station Board. And the point is Section 3. Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Power and Duties.
Okay, Section 3 is the target.
Yes.
All right, then. Yes, ma'am.
On the KPFA website, when you click LSB duties, I forgot exact wording, then it, boom, it pops out the Article 7,
yes.
Section 3, and all the A's.
On the KPFT
right.
website?
No, KPFA.
Okay, let's not go there.
No, I mean, when you're
okay.
on
KPFT.
Now,
what I noticed was, we're not going to deal with the draft minutes because I've got too many meticulous
right.
changes here because it can't be open. So you couldn't have seen it. So we're going to defer the approval of those minutes to next month. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take that back. And if you geniuses can look at this half a page and agree with it, then we'll approve them. Otherwise, we'll defer it. Would you pass it on down and let each person take a look at it?
I was thinking the same. But
while the motion is being fashioned, we are trying to deal with the minutes at the same time as this motion. But let's try to do some KPFT recognitions in between this, so the time will be more fully spent. Are you prepared to submit the motion?
I have a motion. If anyone...
I am prepared to move the adoption of these minutes. Having spent the time to read them, and everything seemed to be what I remember. So,
well, do I have any objection to approving these minutes, subject to any change you want to make?
You may need
yeah,
a
it's something.
I'll second it.
Well, if I don't have enough, okay. All right. Second question, objection. Minutes approved. All right. Now we're ready for the motion.
All right. You know, just read this and see if it meets everybody's approval.
Okay.
Motion. Put links to Article 7, Section 3 in its entirety, comma, previous minutes, and audio on KPFT website. Just want to keep it as simple as possible.
Okay.
LSB audio, right?
Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws.
Pacifica bylaws.
Be more specific.
So the LSB moves.
Yeah.
All right, that's a relevant addendum. Just simply saying, put links to Article 7, Section 3 of Pacifica bylaws in its entirety, comma, previous minutes, and audio on the KPFT website.
LSB audios.
You say it, you know.
No. LSB audio.
Okay.
Any other additions?
Yeah. Positions? At the beginning, how about the LSB moves that?
We can.
What's the name? The lefty moves that who? What do you put as the who?
Moves that the
KPFT.
Station management?
Yeah.
That's all it needs to say.
Or I mean, move that via to the KPFT.org webpage. Who?
Who's the webmaster?
Obviously, manager.
I don't know if Patrick is still the webmaster.
He isn't, and he will tell you so.
He's serious. He sent me a message to that effect.
Okay, the LSB moves that KPFT station management put links to Article 7, Section 3 of Pacifica bylaws in its entirety, comma, previous minutes, and LSB audio on KPFT.org website. I guess all minutes are previous because.
That's true.
Approved.
Well, if they're on the website, they're approved.
They are approved.
They're previous.
Right.
I would call them previously posted minutes.
Yeah. Well, we have the new ones that are not.
Right, well, we'll have to get those up once we have a place to put them.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say posted because they haven't been posted. So I'm going to get into this argument.
Right.
Well, and Bill suggests that they go to KPFTX. But somebody's got to do that. And I haven't had any luck trying to get a document up on KPFTX.
No, I mean, neither. I mean, you can make meetings and that, but no, non-posted.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I have a question. So we just put the link, or do we brand it like duties of the LSB and then the link is
I think that they can phrase that the way that they want it. I mean,
so it's not just there and no explanation what it is.
Yes.
I mean, make it.
Okay, let's tighten this process
okay,
up
please.
Because we're spending too much time
on
two lines. Okay, so we have great ideas, but let's just deal with intent. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to trust the secretary to spend the next couple of minutes tying that up and being able to give us a recitation in the next 2 minutes.
Can we go to recognition?
Yes, I want to go to recognitions. Anyone have recognition?
I had sent an email, and we got sidetracked with this motion about devoting some of the time set aside for the general manager's report to discuss our responses and LSB to our need to raise $20,000 to pay the final payment on the transmit.
I'm not anticipating any objection from that when we get to item four, so without any objections, I see
that. I think it's an agenda
moving forward. I'm saying we can discuss it in the general manager's report since he's not here, which is what you're suggesting.
Well,
without any objections, I don't see a problem with it.
No, I'm not going to object.
Okay. Now, any recognitions? That's unusual.
It isn't.
Okay. So,
I just go on record as kudos for finally getting the ball rolling for the transmitter. Again, ordering it is not taking delivery of it, and that requires money. But kudos for finally getting that through.
Well, I guess that should go to our sister station for coming up with $100,000. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to.
That's kudos for dead people.
Yes. Who care enough to not lend it to their grandchildren? They gave it to a radio station. Yeah. You know, people do leave that kind of money to cats.
We should give the kudos to the sister station that gave us the money, because they don't have the obligation.
They loan us the money. But otherwise, we wouldn't be making this order if that hadn't come down. I would have still been looking at Dwayne, like, what's your plan? Okay.
Well, I know, and my intent of that kudos, somebody else can make it for anybody they want, but my intent for that was to recognize Dwayne and the engineers for finally getting that done. Somebody wants to add the sister station and the deceased people, that's fine. But my intent was Dwayne and the engineers.
The deceased people,
I said that it wouldn't have happened on record if we didn't get the loan from the sister station. We still would have been fumbling with our fingers trying
KPFA.
To find out where we're going to get $100,000 from. Because we had no plan, in other words.
KPFA.
Any other acknowledgments or recognitions? This is so uncharacteristic of you, but I
want to say something, okay. And I think that I said it with some other group before or in some committee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly the names of the programs, but more than once during these last weeks, we have those that are being called the driveway moments, that you arrive to your house and you are listening to KPFT and you don't want to get into your house because you want to finish hearing the program that they are having there. And didn't happen before that frequently, at least for me. It's more than once. Really, really interesting. For next time, I will bring some of the names, but really, really, a lot of really good programs are coming up. And I think that we criticize when we don't have, good programs, but we need to really acknowledge that some of them are really good.
Well, as chair, let me take the opportunity to acknowledge our chair of the building committee, who's so consistent, needs to be recognized for the consistent work she gets the crew to do all the time. And Chairwoman Allen, for her work seemingly lonely with the development committee on the phone, and Chairwoman Casanavi and Chairman Davis, Patel, and Martinez. For them, they do, and they are keeping the mandate that these committees need to be active and doing things. So, as chair, I want to acknowledge them and thank them. And I don't want to forget our newly appointed chair, Susan Ross. Thank you. But on the record.
What's going on with outreach?
Good That's question. Fine. Okay. We need somebody to convey it from what I gather.
I thought we had one last
Can month. We say that for committee report?
Yes, we can.
I'm sorry, outreach is not Susan?
I thought she is.
Susan is the outreach. Chair.
Okay. Well, it just
she
got
is
started.
The chair of outreach.
She was just
and they have And they have meetings.
She was just appointed.
Yeah. And they are trying to, to make the town hall meetings are required. Yeah.
I know Mr. Kraftke is trying to reach out and asking questions to get some direction and inspiration. I don't know if any of you responded to him about where the mandate came from, and so we'll get into that as the former chair say. We'll get into that in committees. Recognitions. Yes, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and I want to, no, I'm sorry, it's not a condition. I want to add something. We will have in the in-person meeting will be a clarification of some of those motions that we were discussing about program council, all those kind of things. I think that will come up and will be approved. And when we came back in the next meeting, we can bring all the new motions that the PMB.
Okay. Notwithstanding the two we'll be voting on next month at our special delegates meeting, right?
One.
Is it one?
Just one.
Somebody
one
special delegates meeting.
Just one.
Only one.
In the rules. good. That means we should be able to get to our... I'm glad we schedule them together so we don't have to have 2 days.
Exactly.
Nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, together.
Yeah. Right. So, Mr. Secretary, are you ready to read the motion?
Hopefully. Finalize. The motion. The LSB moves that KPFT station management post Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws in its entirety, comma, previous minutes, and LSB audio on kpft.org website.
I thought it was a link.
It was a link. Did you say post?
Said post because...
Why don't you put post and / link?
It's posting. It doesn't matter whether it's a link. I mean, we're sitting there telling them the details of how to do their job.
Okay. Yeah,
whereas
they
all matters is that they post it.
Okay.
It's up to them to decide how they're going to post it, whether it's a link
to put the
or put it in the texting page.
That's
their website. I can tell
them. I ain't going there. I'm not that technical.
Just as an aside to this, you know, when you go to the program guide grid, you go to the grid, but there's nothing on it. You have to yet again click and
do a link
to it. So it's every click
it's
you add drives away viewers.
Because it's harder to get to?
Every single time. Three clicks is about, you know, what an American is.
That sounds about right. Because I know I ain't clicking 4 or 5 trying to get the same.
Yeah.
Any objections?
Read the motion again.
The LSB moves that KPFT station management post Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws in its entirety, comma, previous minutes, and LSB audio on the kpft.org website.
We will record Ms. Rawlins' vote when she gets back.
She'll be right back.
So I'm saying that let's go ahead. Any discussion? Then you're prepared to vote, and when she gets back, we'll ask her what her preference is, and we can move on. Any objections? Although those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
If he's not any objections, nobody objects.
Okay, we won't record the vote then. There are no objections, with the exception of Ms. Robin coming in, she objects, okay? Now we are up to the actual consent items.
We
had a second motion.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't write that down. What is it?
Well, I want us to confirm that we already... This LSB already vote to have
Ted Weiskel convene ARDC?
Yes. The chair decide that ARDC, but I don't know.
That was at the last meeting.
Yes, but we need to implement it because, I mean...
So is Mr.
We need to tell... Obviously, the station, the managers, or whoever, that, you know, because if a member is a convener, they have the right to go there and ask for it.
Okay. So what would be your suggestion?
To send to the general manager the notification that the LSB already approved. That committee and the chair designate Mr. Ted Weiskel as the convener.
Do you need me to do that, or as the person of record, would you do that?
Okay.
Just give me some guidance on it.
Okay.
I can do it. would require me to send an email to station manager?
Yes, to inform
him.
In fact, I don't have a problem with just in that whole email informing him of all chairs.
Right.
Just as a cover, that he's aware of all chairs of committees. And I have sent out a request to all chairs of committees to report to the secretary and CC the chair, all members of their committees.
The members need to...
Because I don't have a list of the committees.
Mr. Chair.
And I don't believe the secretary does either.
Well, I think that the practice and what we said in our special... standing and special rules is that once that the committee is established and they have the first meeting, the convener or the chair will bring to the LSB the name of the people that and the LSV approved.
That's when the report should be made then, okay.
The LSV approved, and then it's totally official.
Well, let's get back on track, since we didn't do that in February or March.
We can do it now.
The chair would like to know, and thank you, Mr. Governor's chair. Thank you, Ms. MSRC chair. You submitted such. Now, I need to hear from
finance,
development, budget and finance, outreach.
Outreach.
And
they are
I need to hear from CAB.
CAB is not, we can request that to her, but.
Say again?
You need to request.
I am. I'm sending it out to all the chairs. Yes, ma'am.
The CAB chair sent an email to us asking us to approve the.
And I have, Teresa Allen got upset with me over the phone. I was on my way to a funeral last Friday when I told her I'm not taking up another CAB issue because I expedited her request last month. Now I'd like to see, as chair, and some of you ought to be interested yourself, to see that if the mandate the CPP puts on CAB and various, all of our communities, is that they represent all communities of KPFT. And so before I rush to ask you to approve two more people on that committee, I'd like to see what we have already, to see if we're living up to the mandate and which direction we may need to go.
Might help to know who's offering to be on it.
Okay. She said that, though. She said two people. Yes, that's on record. She said two requests. And we had already approved last month one. So I don't know if it's 9 people on the committee. I don't know if it's 14 people. I don't know if it's 2. I just don't know. But I want to know, and I want to make sure that we have an ample representation of a cross-section of our communities on the CAB, which is what it's supposed to be.
That's why it's important that the web page is functioning like was before. Because before, you could go there
and see,
pick the committee and tell you
yeah, I remember that.
Everything. Now,
everybody was not there.
Well, you know, to answer some of the questions about what's going on with the web page, they've moved it from old servers to new servers. They've changed some of the content and the way that some of the content operates. So, they had trouble with the emails.
There were
3 of us that were blocked from the LSB emails. Mm-hmm. So as they go through and bump into each problem, they're addressing each problem individually. And there's no telling how long.
Well, maybe you know who the webmaster is, because I don't have
Otis.
Oh, okay.
It's Otis.
I've been informed that it's 8 o'clock, and we know that at 8 o'clock is a very special time for us. We've got 4 in the gallery. Do anyone wish to speak tonight?
Well,
we have reserved time for you, Mr. Treasurer, so if you don't want to use this time, that's fine. Do we have anyone besides Ted who would like to address? Well, Ted, as much time as you see fit to consume.
I only want clarification or guidance from the body on when you would like me to convene the next meeting of the ARDC. I would like this body to vote on a time. It can be either in the conference room or in the backyard on the deck.
Well, that would be a little unprecedented, but I would ask you to get with Bill Crozier, because I think he has a great mechanism. I don't know how successful it works with dealing with us with the finance, but we all could, who want to be a part of it, go into a website. What's the name of that website you had us do to show our preference?
Okay, you're talking about a Google group?
No, the one, the little, what was it?
He'll pick times.
Mr. Chair, the situation normally is like that. The convener decides the first meeting. And the people that go to the first meeting is the one that are part, and then you can decide when.
You're talking when to pick the time.
When to pick the time. Did you have a little?
Doodle.com. It's just a
doodle?
Doodle.
Write that down, Ted, because I thought it worked really well.
Yeah, but not for the convener.
And it's just a convenient way of finding a community.
I know Ted doesn't want to set a time, and he's the only one there. So this thing that he did, at least if 6 of us are interested, 4 of us will say, I want Monday. And that might not be inconsistent with what other things we're doing. So I can see why he wants some kind of instead of just setting a time and date and sitting there by himself.
Well, no, he will send that information, and the members that wants to be need to be in that first meeting.
But they may can't, depending on when he said it. Go ahead.
I would like to know when there is a free night.
A week. You need to go to the calendar.
Really?
The Pacifica calendar.
Well, can I give you a time of, after I've gone to the Pacifica calendar, can I be recognized as soon as I have figured that out? It'll be not next week, but the week after? Is that?
You send an email to the whole LSB saying
I can post it. I would like it to be a part of tonight's record.
I have no problem asking the members if you get a date, whether those who want to participate. I have no problem with that. So let us move. Do you have any further comments?
Could we ever close out our vote?
Yes, we did. Susan, we voted on the motion, and it was unanimous with your exception. So
we didn't know.
Let her know what the motion is.
The motion is, the LSB moves that KPFT station management post Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica bylaws in its entirety, previous minutes, and LSB audio on kpft.org website.
Yes.
All right, it's unanimous. Thank you, Hank. So that clears that up. Now, if Ted doesn't have any further comments, I'm going to move from the public agenda or public comments. All right. Next time I'll add it on the agenda. Somehow, where did it get deleted? Oh, it's down here, number 8. Okay. We just generally move it up. All right. Assuming we're going to be at 8 o'clock way down there.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
The calendar is so full, getting so full, mm-hmm. and there is this standing rule that was passed, I think, last year or the year before, that if a LSB committee wanted to meet on a Friday or a Saturday or Sunday, that they would have to be passed by 2/3 vote of, is that right, Jim? 2/3 vote of the
LSB. That was
LSB.
Passed by this body or the PNB?
No.
This body.
We have it with the standing and the special rules. And the standing and the special rules can be modified
if the body decided.
I mean, the thing is...
And it ought to be about objections as well. If someone finds that they can't have a meeting because PNB's got 15,000 meetings on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Only 26 is open.
Get with Ted. I don't want to spend a lot of time because that's not the agenda here.
No,
so get with Ted. Let Ted set a time. I told him I'll allow for a minute for us to respond to that, but I don't want to hold up the meeting on discussing an ARDC meeting, okay?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would recommend they go ahead and double book whatever night they want because no PNB meetings have been accomplished.
And you can be listening to one and being in here.
No, I don't agree.
Outreach meetings, two of them were in a.
I think I probably would.
I don't agree with that. Well, that's a problem, double booking.
It's been a problem.
Well, it's what she's saying. She has some members that were in outreach and at the same time in a PNB committee. Then they are not anywhere.
Well, I say, hey, if they can juggle it, but let's get to consent items. Does Governor's Committee have a motion?
There is one consent item. It's pretty informal. We're just asking to include a friendly reminder in the governance report, so I'm reading, to all LSB members that Standing Rule Article 3, Section 6 says it is considered the duty of each KPFT LSB member to attend and work with at least one active LSB committee, and we simply, the consensus of the committee was simply that we need more people. If they could possibly have any time to participate, it would help business.
Any questions? Comments?
When are they going to meet?
Yeah, what are they going to meet?
I know we only have a couple that are meeting right now.
The committee?
Oh, my gosh. They're meeting every month.
We've got development, budget and finance, governance.
You mean on the national board level?
No.
No, local.
Local.
Yes.
I don't know if it's due to the email issues recently, but I'm not getting enough.
Well, part of the problem is you only get KPFTX notices when you're a member of the committee.
Right.
And so, as a result, if you're not a member of the committee, you're not getting any notice of the meeting.
Of a committee meeting.
That's why we are saying that we need to approve the members. Then we can post it, and everybody can receive the automatic reminder.
I think we'll clean that up at the next meeting, because I've had
we have it.
Okay, I've got three. I've got two. I've got MSRCs and governance.
And you have outreach, too.
Huh?
She have outreach.
I have a
She's going to submit it to me, but I don't have it yet.
And we have finance, too.
Finance is here. Finance up there. Right. Give it to us.
We have the members of finance.
Okay. Outreach. Yes, sir.
ARDC will meet on Monday night, June the 29th.
That's the night it used to meet years ago. Monday night.
You have affiliates, the 29th. Nancy.
Yes.
There's 5 Mondays this month.
Five, but...
The 29th is the affiliates.
Affiliates, yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Who in here are members of the affiliate committee of the PNB?
So the rest are Teresa eligible and now.
Oh, Teresa?
Teresa.
Okay. Two out of 24. I think we'll go forward.
Yes.
29th. And that is not a date in stone. And,
No, the first one is, and then the whole committee decides.
You'll set it later on. And hopefully you have a more refined calendar about what's going on with PNB and other things.
With the members.
So now this governance committee motion, read it again because I stepped all on it with Ted.
All right, so it's just a friendly reminder in the governance report to all LSP members that Standing Rule Article 3, Section 6 says it is considered the duty of each KPFT LSP member to attend and work with at least one active LSP committee. May I add, since Robert gave me the idea, I think if the chairs of all the committees simply posted the dates and times to the LSP email site, then all the members will automatically get it.
I see no problem with that.
Not necessarily.
Okay, they should get it.
Mr. Chair, point of order?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The standing and local rules also require that consent items have a 3-day advance notice.
Okay.
That apparently was ignored, but I'm not objecting to this because I think we can move forward.
Thank for future.
But I just for the future, if you've got some coming out of committee, you need to get the wording. I used to amend the agendas and put the wording of consent items right into the agenda. When I got the 3-day notices.
Otherwise, if the committee member, if the committee chair will
like
publish
a report.
It, if you just publish it on the LSB trail, that would be sufficient.
Like a report.
Not that we're going to read it, but at least it was published.
Report.
Okay, now you've heard the motion. We've had a little discussion.
What just happened? What we're supposed to post the...
From now on, if you come out of a committee with a consent item, meaning that you agreed without any objections, you need to post it 3 days before this meeting so people will be aware of it. All right. Prepare to vote. Those in favor of the motion, raise your hand.
Okay,
all right, fine. Formality. Any objections? Hearing none, motion passed. All right. Now, this town hall meeting plan. We did appoint a small group of people to live to this mandate the CPB gives us.
Mr. Chair, outreach is working on that.
Oh, great. All right, so we'll hear from outreach, and we'll. But again, this is one of two. Now, CAB did one last year, and I spoke with the CAB chair 2-3 months ago, and for whatever reason, she said, no, we're not going to do one. So that's still, and I explained to her, since CAB is a committee of the LSB, it would have helped us make our mandate, but I couldn't push her to do it. So another committee needs to step up for later on in the year.
Two small corrections there. The CAB is not a committee of the LSB. It's totally independent. Report, tell us their conclusions, and we approve their members, but they are not the subcommittee.
Well, according to our bylaws, is that
no.
Would you give me my bylaws, please?
Yeah. It doesn't say so.
When I look at Article 3,
yeah.
Committees, that is under our local station board. I really can't make it any clearer or plain whether it's you interpret it one way or another, but the reading and the heading of the language is Pacifica Foundation, KPFT 90.1, Local Station Board, Standing and Special Rules, Article 3, Committees. Anyone who is a reasonable reader of bylaws would see that this is stating 1 through 12, the committees of the LSB. It says, number one, anti-racism and diversity. Number two, broadcast vehicle, whatever that means, turned into the PC committee, I'm sure. Number three, budget and finance oversight, turned into the budget and finance committee, I believe. Number four, development. Number five, election. Number six, facilities and management planning, one of our most active committees. Number seven, governance, one of our most active committees. Number eight, management and selection and review, one of our most active committees. Number eight, number nine, outreach, one of our inactive committees. Number 10, program council committee, which is inactive but authorized. Number 11, program policy. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying, what you are reading is from the standing and special rules of our LSB. That have nothing to do with our bylaws. The bylaws doesn't...
It's the rules we operate.
It has nothing to do with our bylaws. Why is it in our bylaws? It has nothing to do with our bylaws. That's a misinterpretation of the applicableness of these steps of this within this
book. We cannot create
them. They are part of the bylaws.
Do you have an agenda?
That's why it says article. Anything that says article indicates it's part of.
No, can you see? Local station board is standing on the special rules. Have nothing to do with the bylaws.
Nobody believes me anymore. I'm trying to be a lawyer and speak English.
I agree. This is up under us. This is how we operate, not how the PMP operates.
That's
where the authority comes from. The local station board. Now, having said that, let's move the agenda so that we don't get caught up on these finer points of interpretation. We do need two. We got outreach working on the first one. Yay. But later in the year, if we're going to meet CPB requirements, another committee needs to step up. Go ahead.
I would say that we pick a specific time during the watermelon dance and have hold a meeting for a few minutes.
That's what Teresa's idea was.
Plan.
The only problem with that is the town hall meeting having a specific way to work. It's not that you have and you talk to people and you ask people what they think. A town hall meeting is something that you call where you call the listeners.
That's Cab.
The listeners. And the Cab?
No, I'm saying Teresa and Marianne are high on surveys.
Okay. Yes, they can do all the surveys. The surveys, I agree. It's nothing better than one of those big, festivals. But the town hall meeting, no. Need to be held in a place, need to be announced, and the listeners. The listeners need to know that they can come. They need to come.
So what we need to do is just embrace this one, but I want to bring it up in June so it's on your mind that another committee needs to come up with a November or December town hall meeting so we have made those two requirements.
Is this per our fiscal year or per calendar?
Calendar year.
Okay. That's better. We got a better shot at it.
So I'm gonna keep it in front of you. I'm gonna keep it ahead of us. Thank you for letting me know what I can do, make it happen. Whether it's location, I know y'all love the Union Hall over there, so it's always available to you because we got an insider here. So that's what we had our last four out of six, I believe. The one Ted put on the first year I was on the board was at that same location. So I think that's what we tend to do over there, but. You don't have to overlook this place either.
What do you mean by this place? This place right here?
This place is available for a town hall meeting for nominal fees.
Library is free on Saturday.
Yeah, they throw you out too. And
we
don't know how to leave places.
No, some libraries allow you to have 5 hours.
Libraries in the city of Houston can't afford to stay open past 6 o'clock on Saturdays. The budget won't allow them.
A town hall meeting is usually in the afternoon.
Well, again, free. If you can find it, get with the committee and submit it to them.
Bill,
go ahead.
Who remembers We have a town hall meeting in one of the churches. I don't. I have the idea that Jack Valenti was there. I remember. It was close to the moment that they came through.
Where we had our planning meetings. I think it's an Episcopal church.
Right.
St. Stephen's.
Were they at their hall?
That's expensive. Though.
It wasn't the first time we had it there. It wasn't expensive.
St. Stephen's.
Oh,
like
they kind of don't want
and
you
to. And we have really a good amount of people there. I remember that we do.
Yeah.
I wasn't a member of the LSB member, but I remember.
Yeah, the first one Ted had was very successful, but that was back in 2009. We had more members, too.
Well, maybe if outreach is doing one, maybe...
ARDC,
ARDC.
I know we're putting you in the fire, just getting it started, but you got until November. Okay.
What does that mean?
You know what? I think that's some misreaded talk. He's been there so long. Man, that's some misreaded talk. What that mean, Ted?
You can create an ad hoc committee just specifically for the purpose of holding a town hall meeting. And it could be made up of any members of this body that wanted to participate, but I don't think it should be a part of ARDC.
Well, let me be clear with you. This chair, having served now for about 12 months, these folk are stretched out already. I can't even get the standing committees filled, and creating a special one ain't happening. That's why I'm going to the chairs of the committees.
I'll be happy to convene a special committee to do the town hall meeting, but I don't want it to be
consuming your
melded into ARDC. That's not what ARDC
is. Okay, we'll do it once and I'll get it off of you the next time.
The definition is for outreach. She has the definition of outreach, and in the definition of outreach is the town hall meeting.
Well, the town hall meeting is very clear. It has its own definition. I think you have it.
No. But this in church, in our standing and special.
Memorized, don't you?
When we were off
concerns, desires, and what?
Views, needs, and concerns.
Say it again.
Views, needs, and concerns.
That's what a town hall meeting is supposed to address, no matter what committee is doing it.
What's wrong with outreach? They haven't been doing anything. They need something to do. Why not?
They own it. They own the first one, but I need a second. I need a second. And I don't want to tax them. I mean, we've got four of the committees that's really, in my opinion, you know, they can handle it. So I'm not going to spend any more time, but I will readdress this next month. So be ready for it. I will readdress it next month, committee chairs. You off the hook. You already got one. Treasurer's report. We've been waiting on that for about 8 months. I'm sorry, about 2 months now.
Okay, sorry.
So, no, it's not your fault. Yeah. We didn't have a meeting 1 month, and then, of course, we didn't get to you the second time, so go right ahead as much time as you need.
Okay, well, I'll try to brief it out, try to answer questions. The report Dwayne wrote up includes some of the stuff I was going to mention. The transfer was ordered a couple of weeks ago. We did get a loan of $100,000, as we talked about, from KPFA. We still need about $20,000 at least minimum. Now, there's really, besides $180,000, they really would like to raise some additional amount because there's some other work they would like to do related to the transmitter if we can get the extra money. The development committee is also working on some grant proposals, but that usually takes months to get. So we still need at least $20,000 in the next 6 weeks. And Robin also asked if you folks could help with that. And I would be glad if you want. I sent some stuff out maybe a couple of years ago, but there's some fundraising ideas that really aren't too hard to do. And if every one of you could either individually or team up together, and I'd be glad to email these ideas to you, see what you can do. Some of them is things like asking friends, people you know, just join. Come to the Watermelon Festival or make a special donation. Or you can have a house party. You could do, there's lots of different possibilities that, you know, aren't complicated, but I think people, you know, the fact we need money for a transmitter, it's a tangible capital equipment item. It's easier to raise money a lot of times for that than for routine operations, which we need money for routine operations all the time also. But, let me just ask, how many of you would be willing to help do something like that, either individually or with some of your friends on board?
I'm going to reserve my commitment until I find out what else is being done, which is a discussion I wanted to have.
We're going to have an advocate's report.
Yeah, join the development committee.
Well, right now we need about
$20,000, the extra minimum. Otherwise, the transfer would end up sitting on the dock, loading dock at the manufacturer, but we can come up with it. Because we put down a deposit, but not the full amount. And so we still need to raise an additional amount.
What's the full amount?
It's about $180,000. It's in the report.
Okay.
Okay. And I can answer some questions if you want. That's kind of it in a nutshell. Regarding the budget, at the meeting we had a few weeks ago, the committee decided to pass them up. We were supposed to be going over all the list of priorities, budget priority out of the people suggested that I sent to all of you, I compiled from the last meetings. And we really never, well, the discussion was on just the first one, and which was to cut funding for local news. And the committee did move to approve, it's essentially a recommendation to do that. Of course, it's up to the LSB to decide what to do with the whole budget. So, and I haven't seen a final draft budget from Twain. An earlier version didn't have everything in it. It looked like that it would balance even without that. But the early version he had also even was anticipating less listener support for next year. I think, frankly, we'll probably get more with the new transmitter because it'll be easier for more people to hear us and get a good signal. I don't know how much more that will bring in, but I'm hopeful that will bring in some additional listener support revenue.
Chair, I'll interrupt you for a moment. It's been brought to my attention that Alon Alon has arrived. Let the record reflect that he is present.
I have. So,
you
can in the record.
You want to get on stack? Or you got
no, I just want to make sure the record reflected that I'm here.
It does.
I'm
yes.
Going to get my coffee.
Yes, we did.
We
discussed
that.
That's
a fine time to ask the question after about an hour and a half, but we had to.
It passed narrowly, Tony. It passed narrowly.
Okay, on the stack, I got Hank and I got Robert, and I want to.
Jim Boyle.
Okay, Jim. I need you to clarify what you just said regarding the recommendation for the news department, because that's that item that I submitted.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do personal, nothing personal. It's just that that money, I believe, could be spent in the budget more specifically to give a bonus to employees who haven't had a raise of any substance in several years, but also some other areas that were 20% short. And so I want to know specifically what is the recommendation, as you didn't state it.
Well, actually, Joseph, I think, made the motion. Did you want to clarify?
Susan had the secretary, and she had what we approved.
Okay, I'll defer to
the budget has a total amount for personnel. So, and that's broken down in terms of health benefits and pension and stuff like that. But it doesn't list each individual person in at least the summary budget.
No.
Let's
be clear. On our budget, is there a news line news?
No.
So together.
We're paying personnel in the budget as just personnel, not necessarily covering the news department.
That's correct.
So theoretically, that personnel can be used for anything if we close the news department.
And frequently,
it's just we're cutting a person.
Doesn't mean we're cutting a person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Because that person can be reassigned.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I feel really uncomfortable. We cannot, in open session, we cannot talk about individuals.
But we're not talking about any specific thing, but we can talk about a budget item that is significant in our budget that I don't believe we're getting the dollar for. And so I'm sticking with the news department. I'm not talking about a personnel.
She have a motion that finance passed in our last meeting.
Let's hear the motion. Let's hear the motion.
To cut the paid news department funding due to financial priorities until such time that the funding becomes available to recreate the news department.
Based on what I've just heard from this chair, that's an inappropriate motion because we are not paying for a news department.
No, Mr. Chair, may I explain?
When was we paying a person for the news department?
Sure. It was at the budget finance committee meeting a couple weeks ago.
That same
was
I
there?
I think so.
Because the meeting adjourned, and there was no motion like that when I walked out of that meeting.
No, we did.
You weren't there.
No, you left. You left. Before. Yeah. We passed a motion and was approved.
For clarity, would you read the motion?
You have a secretary.
There was a vote.
For clarity, would you read the motion again?
Susan has the minutes.
She has the minutes.
Let us have another hearing of the motion, please.
To cut the paid news department funding due to financial priorities until such time that the funding becomes available to recreate the news department.
Is it me? Is it y'all? I've just been told there is no funding
for the news department. Mr. Chair,
yes, ma'am. I'd like to hear from you. Yes, ma'am.
What they are saying that we don't have, because the way that we produce the budget, we don't identify individuals itself. We put the whole amount. That doesn't mean that if you cut the funding for a specific department, obviously that money will come up from that total salaries. What he's saying, that we don't have itemized in our budget, obviously it is. If we go to the original, it is. But when we receive the budget, it's not every employee with the amount there.
The budget we get, we don't see that. But there is a budget that has.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
I got you, Hank.
The committee, passed a motion.
Anybody else?
And that motion needs to be ratified for this body. Is the recommendation of the Finance Committee to this body.
Okay, let me
that
go to
motion.
Hank. Let me go to Hank.
Well, I guess some folks in this body could be called muddy waters. Because if you cut budget from the news department and we only have one person employed in that news department, that means you're cutting that person. You can talk of... Put your hand down, please. I haven't finished.
I'll get you back on the stack.
You will determine when you speak.
I'll get you back.
That's fine.
Okay, so
I'll get you back on the stack, Adriana. Go ahead, Hank.
So what we're doing is firing a person or cutting their hours back to a point where the news is no longer possible. What we need is better news, not less news.
Exactly.
You know, all the major media in Houston has good quality local news, even though it's all bent to the right very hard. We are the last bastion of left in the greater Houston area. Mm-hmm. Our news should reflect that.
We should reflect accuracy.
Okay, yes. Hank has the floor. Hank has the floor.
And, you know, I think it's wrong-minded of us to cut out the one thing that differentiates us from other media. Entertainment is fine, which is all we do except the news. We have talk shows that are infotainment. We have music shows that are just plain entertainment. But pretty much that's all we have. KPFT started by giving a different slant on the news. And that's where we started. And that's why we got fired.
That's your interpretation of how it got started. But I've got Mr. Robert, Mark. Then I've got Tony. Then I've got Adrian.
And actors.
I was on that also.
Okay, Mr. Board, you actually should be before Adriana. Okay. Board and then Adriana. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't know if I'm blurring the lines between management report and finance report, but there is a line in the manager's report about, of that amount, 98K is on hand locally, and 20K more needs to be transferred back from operational funds, leaving about 19K to be raised. Now, that 20K, just so I'm absolutely sure, that's the missing 20K from the $62,000 that he's now transferring back from operational accounts. My question is, where does that leave our operational accounts till the end of the year?
Really low.
$20,000 less.
The effect is that the services will fund drive might have to start sooner.
I didn't realize we were discussing other matters besides the news.
This is the finance report.
Well, I understand.
Well, it just bleeds because it comes under finance. Well, actually, he has an opportunity to respond to that question or not. Do you care to respond to the question? It was a question in there.
No, he answered it.
Okay. Well, I'll just say, you know, I just clarified that, you know, it wasn't my motion. Dwayne Bradley also opposed it. And
Wayne Mark is the one who made the proposal.
You suggested that you weren't at the meeting, but Joseph made it on the
stand
by. So there's something I don't like about the news, but I think Jim had a good point, is that, you know, there's not an individual line item in the budget that's approved that shows how, what for each person. Now, it's true that there are some worksheets that go into that that do list individual people, but that gets changed all the time, and you don't have to go back to the PNB to get reapproved every time, you know, because people leave. Sometimes two part-time people leave and you end up hiring a full-time person, or the opposite happens. Every station, that happens several times through the year, so there's always adjustments needed. So what really gets approved is the total amount for each line item, and that's...
I've got Tony next up.
So I just want to clarify that.
Whether or not KPFT needs a news department is a question I feel that is already, it's plain to see. We do need a news department. Now, if we were to make cuts, then the news department wouldn't survive. There's no way that there's going to be a full volunteer news cast. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, if anything, you know, the news department, again, like Hank said, is the last bastion. But even more, from the time I've been there, the news department, I've seen so many people blessed by coming in, getting on the news, and then getting a job within 6 months, and then they're off on their careers. You know, I didn't really agree with taking away the open journal because that's neither here nor there, but, you know, the open journal was an opportunity for people.
Of course.
And I think it's great what they're doing, and they're still bringing people on, but the news department is the same thing. It's an opportunity for people. And it's an opportunity for people that is nowhere else in the city. Nowhere else can a person go, get on the news, work for 6 months, and then get a job somewhere. John Brewer, you know, he's just the latest in the examples. You know, there is a person that did the news and is now working on one of those Judge Judy shows in Los Angeles. It's an opportunity for people. And if anything, we need more. And if anything, we need another part-time person in order to do it. You got to remember that the news has been taking cuts for a long time. It's been, you know, slowly but surely it's been cut for a long time. And I think that we've been making a serious mistake because if we don't have news, then what is KPFT? And there is no way that a bunch of volunteers are going to come in every day to produce the news. It's just going to fall apart. And then what do we have? What do we have if we don't have the KPFT news department? And right now we have a person that's willing to work at that pay that comes in every day and does a newscast.
I'm going to get a time on here, but I've kind of been loose. I'm going to continue to be loose, but do inform me.
Yes, Mr. Board? Too.
Okay, well, I just keep hammering on this, and all you think that we run the station, and we do not run the station. We do not handle programming. That's one thing we don't do. And what this does is says, we're going to handle programming. Okay, fine. Do we want to redo the Sunday night portion of the station because we don't get any money? Is that what we want to do? Is that the basis?
Well, first off, I take
issue with that. I got the floor, Mr. Chair.
But don't lie and say we don't get money on Sunday nights.
We do not.
Don't say we don't get money on Sunday nights.
We
do get money on Sunday nights. I know what you're
saying. We don't like this program. We don't like that program. We're not going to fund it. That's not what we're here for. Why don't you think about earning some money so you can keep it all on instead of cut, 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 cut? And the other thing, I'm tired of this whole thing about money being returned for this transmitter. It's a line item. Money in the budget had always been a line item for the transmitter. We continually use money from a line item or don't use it. And when we need it, we take it from items that are not being used. And you guys don't know what a budget is. That just really, really gets me angry because you start accusing people of stealing because of your ignorance of what a budget is.
Your insistence and disrespect for folks just because you think you know.
The truth hurts, doesn't it?
No, the truth doesn't hurt because you show your ignorance when you say everybody else don't know nothing. You're the only one who know a budget. It's really an idiot statement, and it reflects on you. Nevertheless, Adriana is next.
First of all, I want to frame that motion that we pass in finance. First of all, I don't feel comfortable that we talk this in open meetings, but this item originated by the general manager. And all of us, including you, all of you, receive an email from the news department that is a public one, right, referring to the whole issue. And our general manager was in that meeting, and we were discussing that. And the only thing that we expressed was even his preference. He said that was the only thing that we can cut. That was said in that meeting. We make a decision. That doesn't mean if we raise the money, that's fine. What we are saying is something different here. We are not telling them which programs or which not. But I don't agree. I don't agree that Pacifica is just a niche where the only ones that receive salary is the employees. In the meantime, that the foundation is going into the red. I mean, the money needs to come up somewhere. I'm not being paid to raise that money. Are you? No. No, on any of us. We have a specific employees that need to raise money, and now our obligation is helping. That is the main point here, okay? Then the general manager is the one that is telling us what he can or he cannot do. We didn't tell him what to do.
Okay. All right, Hank.
This is going back to the transmitter. We borrowed $100,000. Why didn't we give the company the $100,000?
They will get that.
Why didn't we give it to them?
Mm-hmm. They didn't need a lot initially. They needed 25%.
We have to have all of it paid before they'll let it off the top.
So why?
I think that's so. Why